Life on the shit list. We have guests tonight. Wes is on assignment at the Horror Hotel.
Oh.
And last that he tweeted, Big Fatty had had 4 or 5 gin and tonics plus extra shots of something. So I think probably Wes is cradling Big Fatty's head as he's singing to the porcelain god.
He's holding his hair back, I think.
Right, he's holding his hair back. He's holding his balls back. That's how you... When Big Fatty is drunk and on the over the toilet, you have to hold it by the balls.
Oh, dear.
And probably true.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty had had 4 or 5 gin and tonics plus extra shots of something.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3529 of the BFO for Monday the 16th of August 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Yes, we're ready. Jiggity jiggas, big fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you jiggity jiggas today because y'all jiggity jig. Big Fatty is back home. That has something to do with the this little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. Big Fatty, like your butt? No. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home. Big Fatty, why did you even say that? Because I'm home. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, as you know, it's been the hot dog down the hallway weekend over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and y'all, I guess we'll just get right into it, Big Fatty. But first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 16th of August. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's straight boyfriend weekend. You know, straight Bob was on Saturday, and y'all, today, y'all, he used to be my West Coast straight boyfriend, but y'all, he has moved years ago, and y'all, he's now my Midwest straight boyfriend. Big Fatty, I thought that was not... Oh, well, he unsubscribed. But he was my immigrated straight boyfriend. Oh, okay. But y'all, y'all, I've never met this person face-to-face, but I think that might happen one day. And he's been with Big Fatty for years and years, and I don't understand it, but that it doesn't matter, Big Fatty, it doesn't matter. Nobody understands why people listen to you. Well, that's true. Y'all, I am talking about my Midwest straight boyfriend. Y'all, it's formerly known as Phil in Oregon. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Phil in Oregon, who's not in Oregon anymore, but in the Midwest, and you can't remember where he is. He's
in the Midwest.
But y'all, I don't know if Phil is on the 20 or the face space, but I know he's a listening. So y'all, if you see Phil on the Twitty or the face space, or want to just post something over at the BFO, Big Fatty, your voice went up. It did. Y'all wish Phil a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, buddy! See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Wednesday when I recorded the Thursday and the Friday little shows. Y'all, I was hoping to get some additional voice letters in there. I know I've got some birthday voice letters, and y'all, I've gotten a couple of packages also, but I don't think I'm going to have time. I think Tamari is going to be try to catch up on voice letters and open the birthday packages, because y'all, I know I've got some cards also, but y'all, I had my mail held. Big Fatty Vulgar, no, M-A-I-L. Oh, that's very different. Hopefully we're going to get birthday stuff kind of wrapped up Tamari or maybe Wednesday, but we'll see how it goes. Y'all, I don't remember back to Wednesday night what happened or anything like that. One moment, please. But y'all, I probably watched Big Brother and Love Island. Y'all, by the way, did your couple win the Love Island? Well, let's just say this. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear how Brandon and Alex, what they thought of the outcome. Oh, Big Fatty, you know that now that it's over, they'll get a countdown clock going. They probably will for next year. y'all, Thursday morning got up and, y'all couldn't get the Sudoku that morning. And, obviously my newspapers have been held, but, anyway, going to try to catch up on those two with Phoenix Dave, and he hadn't sent me pictures of his accomplishments yet, so nothing's been spoiled there. Y'all, Granny arrived, I don't know, about 10 a.m. in the morning, and and Granny loaded his stuff up. I had already... I got up Thursday morning and packed, and I had the second half of that three cheese melt that I had left over on Wednesday, and I put a sausage patty in with it that I had left over, and that comes in that becomes very important as the weekend goes along. But anyway, Granny got all, and I got all my stuff into Ruby Red, and Granny came, and he loaded all his stuff into Ruby Red, and just as he finished, here comes young Jonathan, and so he loaded all his stuff into Ruby Red, and y'all, we were planning on leaving about 11 a.m. in the morning. One moment, please. And y'all, I'm having the lemon zinga and orange spice hot tea combo today. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a combo. y'all, it's about, I don't know, it's about 20 after, maybe 15 after 10. We just said, well, to hell with it, let's go. And so, y'all, we hopped in old Ruby Red, and y'all, they wanted to get something to eat, and so, y'all, we pulled off at the McDonald's, and y'all, young Jonathan's very worried, because he's heard me say that if I eat the McDonald's, that it... It immediately turns my butthole into into, well, it turns, Big Fatty, it turns it into a hazmat area. That's true. But y'all, I didn't eat because I had already had that half a sandwich, and I was very satisfied. And, Big Fatty, look, young Jonathan just arrived. He did. Y'all, I'm going to take a little break here, and I'll be right back. Oh, you want to say hello to everybody? All right, say hey to everybody.
What's going on, Big Fatty Podcast?
Okay, that's young Jonathan. He's here to get his shit. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, he was going to send me a textimonium when he was coming over to get his stuff, but anyway, he didn't. we arrived. We arrived in at the Madrona Naming Blues. I don't know, right around 1 o'clock or something like that. Maybe, no, I guess it was about 1:30 or so. And got all checked in. And y'all, then about, no, I guess it was a little bit earlier than that. Because right after we got checked in, no, that's probably about right. Because soon after we got checked in, Mr. Pickle, Dilly Willy, and Ryan, they were going to ride over together, and they arrived, I don't know, they were going to leave a couple of hours after us, and we left early, and they arrived soon after we did, so everybody was on an advanced schedule. Yes, Big Betty, the advanced schedule, and anyway, we all got checked in, and what else did we do? And well, we saw some different folks we hadn't seen in a long time, and got to see the owners and catch up with them a little bit. Saw Chris, and y'all then we said, okay, we're gonna head on over to the Capri Lounge for happy hour, and y'all got over there, and Bobby, not Bob, Bobby, our bartender was there, and y'all, I think he was really happy to see all of us, and y'all pouring them strong since 19. Whenever, and y'all, it was just nice, and we were all having a good time and everything, and y'all, I bought a couple of drinks, and then people started buying shots, and then two other people bought me a drink. Y'all, I think I had four Capri Lounge drinks, and I don't know how many shots, and y'all, then young Nicholas. Young Nicholas, who wasn't gonna go because of things that had come up, y'all, he surprised Big Fatty, and y'all, evidently he had this had been coordinated with Granny and Durwood that it was gonna be a surprise, and y'all, it was, and y'all, by 7 o'clock. y'all, Big Fatty was, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, this was not the first time, that Big Fatty has been sloppy, and y'all, evidently, there was a video taken, and, some people just don't understand, why a friend would post something like that. And y'all, you know, it's, we all have, friends, and, we all know kind of what to expect from them and everything. And y'all, if you saw the video, I'm sorry you saw Big Fatty like that. I own it. I was sloppy, y'all, the only thing that I was, really happy about is, y'all, because I had only had that half a sandwich, when I went to throw up, y'all, it was just dry heaves, and thank goodness that I had not had, like, cone on the cob, or I don't know, hot dogs, or beef, fatty please. That sounds like Mr. Cackle's diet. It does, doesn't it? Y'all, by the way, did you hear that he went to the movie, to the picture show, and went into the movie that was almost over? I appreciate everyone's thoughts about the video, and I'm okay with it. Like I say, I'm a little embarrassed. I wouldn't have posted it, but it is what it is. And y'all, the thing that you should take away from that video is that my friends were there to make sure I got back to my room safely and into bed. Now, it wasn't pretty. But those are your friends, the ones that even as Chris refers to it, I participated in amateur night. And y'all, like I say, wasn't pretty, but they were there for me. Those are the kinds of friends that you need. So I'm honored to call them friends. But y'all, just passed out that night. Y'all, all right. Dude, we got up and went to the Sunrise Grill for our brufkas, came back, and y'all, I spent, when I go over there, I spend a lot of time in the room because I don't want to get overheated. I went out to the pool a little bit with everyone, and then we went back to the Capri for right. Evening, and y'all, I just had two cocktails, and everybody was very kind I said, I'm sorry, I embarrassed myself. They said, oh, don't worry about it. That's why you're here. Friday night, y'all, and young Jonathan and Mr. Pickle, this was their first visit there, so they were checking the place out and having lots of fun, and Granny and young Nicholas were together, and Ryan and Derwood arrived for right afternoon, and they were staying in their room together, and so, y'all, it was just everybody kind of did their own thing. And then on Saturday, that was the hot dog down the hallway dinner. And, y'all, absolutely delicious, as always. Y'all, everything is homemade, except, you know, the hot dogs. They get the Hebrew National. And, y'all, they cook them on the grill. And Lowry, who is of Lowry and Ralph, they put on the weekend. He always burns one for me because, you know, I like my footlongs a little on the dark side. Big fatty of vulgar. And y'all, they had German potato salad. It was delicious. And then Saturday night, went back to the Capri. I had margaritas just to change it up a little bit. And then Sunday, y'all, and I'm just going to tell you, if you think I'm the only one that got drunk, think again. And we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. But I have no videos of that. But Sunday got up, headed on back to the villa. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Big Fatty, I didn't hear anything about gentlemen callers. Y'all, I didn't have any sex at all. And I'm okay with that. Big Fatty. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, we'll be recording, but first, without old Crooked Hat, he couldn't be bothered to join us Monday night, but we're going to do it anyway. And y'all, while I was at the Metropolis and Enemy Complex, y'all, I got noticed that my BFO Yellow IMAX has shipped from China. So y'all are looking forward to getting that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And Peter G, can you recap Big Fatty's Thursday for us?
Big Fatty had four or five gin and tonics plus extra shots of something.
Big Fatty, it's like history repeats itself. You know, kind of like when you have that Mexican food and it wants to come back up on you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.